Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Psalm 119, we were taught that the most effective way to deal with the rejection of the world is through the Word of God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In verse 76 it says, "Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant." Now, the idea is there about his merciful kindness for his comfort. You know, he's not dead yet. You might be down. You might be way down. Well, get up. You're not dead yet. Many times, we just need the favor of God on our life, and he wants to give it. But so often, we allow things to prevent it in our lives. So we see his encouragement, his help, and his assurance in the word comfort. And where does the comfort come from? Christian psychological counseling? No, 1,000 times no. Godly counsel comes from God's word. And the best counselor to give it to you is the Holy Spirit of God. Now, why does he say merciful kindness in verse 76? And then when we get to verse 77, we'll see tender mercy. Well, it's because the foundation of our faith is anchored in Christ through his word, as we see him individually and as a church through prayer. His word and his law becomes our delight. When we learn there is forgiveness for our failure. And the fact is that he does not want to remove us from the fight. Rather, he mercifully wants to help us to win the war. He favors us. But he will not favor retreat from biblical principles in order to gain the world. And that takes us to our Acts chapter 20 and verse 21 verse, in which we read, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we read that, we realize that in Acts 20, this was the duty of the church. This was the duty to preach repentance toward God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And the members of the church, after receiving instruction, went out with that goal. But when they went out, there was persecution. And as we go out today, we must realize there is a foe. That takes us to verse 78. Let the proud be ashamed, for they, that is the foe, they dealt perversely with me without a cause. By the way, sometimes the they are church people. But I will meditate in thy precepts. See, he's not going to focus on those that dealt perversely, nor on the proud. He's going to focus on the Word of God. He's not focusing on what they're doing to him. He's focusing on what God wants him to do. And oh, that's such a secret to victory. The enemy will try a subterfuge. They'll tell us there are many roads to heaven. They mock us, and they deal perversely with us. But I like John chapter 14, verse 6, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. That's still true today. There's only one way of salvation. And there, we've had the last two presidents of the United States tell us there are many roads to heaven. My friend, that simply is not true. And as a matter of fact, the Bible goes on to say that if we don't have the doctrine of Christ, we're none of his. Now, the general of our foe is subtle. He's very powerful. However, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, 1 John 4, verse 3. You know, when that doesn't work, people tell you, only believe. When they tell you there are many roads to heaven, and you say, no, there's not, there's only one way, I know that from the Bible, then they'll say, only believe, because repentance is a work, and you don't work for salvation. Now, maybe they're confusing due penance with repentance. And there's a vast difference there, my friend. What is our battle plan? People say, repentance is a work. What is our battle plan? Well, we were given that in Acts chapter 20, verse 21. We're to testify both to the Jews and to the Greeks, repentance toward God, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Stick to the plan. Follow our commander and chief. And that's where verse 79 comes in. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Oh, now we're starting to look at the family of God. Watch out for fakes in the family, because so often we'll find they are certainly there. Now, we are a family who wars together against the foe. The ones who fear the Lord, and by the way, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, therefore we hate sin, we separate from it, we name it and separate from it. But those who fear the Lord hate evil. And we're also told, according to the book of Proverbs, that that is the beginning of wisdom. Training taught us to not allow our lives to become as the world, and to give the enemy a battle victory. You see, sin brings regret. That's why we preach to turn now. Turn now. Why make your regrets any larger? And so, come to him, and don't allow the enemy to have another battle victory. We win the war, but we don't need to let the enemy win battle. And so, the fear of the Lord, the fear of thee, the fear of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are right with God are anxious to be right with his children, who also walk according to the Word. In 1 John 1, 5 through 7, this then is the message that we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. He talks about walking in the light. That's when we have fellowship with others who walk in the light, But we also realize that we are only able to walk in the light because we were cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's that same blood that we realize that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because it all will come under the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, the light here, it's an interesting word in the Greek, because there's a Greek word that means light that would be like artificial light, lighting a lantern back in that day, or us turning on a light bulb here inside our buildings. However, the other Greek word would look at the light like it comes from the sun, and it refers to a light that is not kindled nor put out. In other words, the sun, although it rotates around all the time and our earth rotates around it, the sun is not something that goes out and then turns back on, goes out and turns back on. It doesn't do that. It's a light that's always there. And that's the kind of light that we're to walk in. We're to walk in that light, the truth of God's Word, that is always there. So, when we're speaking of light, this is speaking of Christians who are separated from the world and separated unto Christ. And so, we don't walk in darkness. Why? Because we have turned unto Him and those that have known His testimonies, those that also walk according to His Word. And we don't walk in the darkness of this world trying to please both sides, because you can't. Now, this is telling us then that Christians are separated from the world, but they are also separated unto Christ. In other words, separated from the one, attached to the other. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, we read this, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." Now, how do you know somebody loves God's appearing? He fights the good fight. He finishes the course that will God set out for him to do. He keeps the faith. In other words, he walks according to doctrine all his day. And so the crown of righteousness, as the other crowns, are for separated Christians who go out with the gospel through their local church, as Acts chapter 20, verse 21 prescribes for us to do so. And that takes us into verse 80, as we see the future. "Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.